Mark Owen and the 4 minute warning here on LCRFM. Well, it's time to welcome my first guest of the afternoon. We've got Danny Brown, who is the general manager of the Lincoln and District Indoor Bowling Club. Hello, Danny.
Good afternoon, Graham.
Thanks for coming in to see us. I know you're a busy, busy man, and you've brought a bag, haven't you, with you?
I have, yeah.
What have you got in your bag?
A couple of bowls in my bag.
Oh, you brought some bowls with you?
Yeah, my championship bowls.
Oh, excellent. Good stuff. Now, there's a reason that we've got those, but we'll come to that on in just a moment.
Okie doke.
How popular is indoor bowls?
Indoor bowls, I would say, is popular. We've got a club in Lincoln that's got world-class facilities, I have to say. We've got the blue carpet, which not a lot of clubs have, you see on the TV at Potters. And we've got, at the moment, 1,083 members, I think, when I left this afternoon. 1,083. Our subscription year starts in September. I'll talk a bit about the open day and how people can get involved later, but it's well popular. There are around, I think, about 150 clubs in the country, bowling clubs indoor. So as the outdoor has become more and more expensive to maintain the greens, everyone has kind of migrated indoors, and outdoors is sadly dying a little bit of a death, really. Mm. They struggle to keep it going, but indoors is pretty much thriving, and we're trying to sort of keep people coming along and having a go.
Of course, it's all weather as well, isn't it, which helps. And we should say, before we go any further about your club, you are a champion in your own right, aren't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've been playing myself since I was about 15 years old. I've won probably about 10, 12 in national titles, a couple of one British Isles title with my good mate Billy Jackson, who won the world title in 2009. Bill was a bit special. And I've won quite a few titles on the back of his ability, I have to say. I've done my bit. I've put them close as I can, and Billy mops up for me.
Yeah, he's great. I remember seeing him, watching him on telly. Great player.
Yeah, superb player.
Well, congratulations to you for winning those titles. And it's great that here you are in Lincoln. Well, tell us a little bit more then about the Lincoln and District Indoor Bowling Club.
Yeah, we've been there. We celebrated our 50th year a couple of years ago. So we've been there 52 years now. We are a CASC registered club, which is a community amateur sports club, which means we're open to the community. We do sort of lend our facilities to the community. We've got quite a few sort of clubs going on in there, yoga, craft clubs, even mindfulness sessions, and people who we even have the Happy Wanderers in there who do little tours all over the country. And it's nice just to get people in there, and it's a lovely social atmosphere as well as a thriving bowls club. So it's not just all about the bowling. It's all around, you know, we try and focus a little bit on the social side as well. We've got a cafe in there, which is really nice. It's thriving. It's called Cafe Jack's. It's our own cafe in the club, and anyone who's a member is welcome to come and use Cafe Jack's. And even non-members, we hire out the facilities, we hire out rooms. You know, people can come for bowling sessions if they wish, like a team building session for a company or whatever. We're welcome, you know, we're open to anything, really.
Good. Well, we'll give all the contact details out at the end of the interview. So if you're at home and you're interested, get yourself a pen and paper and we'll sort that out in a moment or two. Now, we were talking about the World Championships, National Championships, and I've watched it on telly at Potter, which I think is...
It's in Norfolk.
Norfolk border, isn't
it? Hopton-on-Sea.
That's it, yes. And there's the wonderful blue carpet and lots of people watching it. The standard is absolutely amazing. And how tough is it to actually get to that
Yeah,
standard?
That takes... I mean, you've got... I guess you would have some kind of natural ability to reach that level. But it is all about honing the skill, really. It's all around sort of hand-eye coordination. I always say bowls is a young man's sport. People say it's an old man's sport. It's a young man's sport at the top of the game, but older people can still reach those levels, even though they're in the 60s and 70s. I'm 62 now, 61 now. I'm aging myself now. Mm-hmm. I'm 61 this year, and I can still compete with the best of them, even though I'm not as consistent as I was. And I guess that's physical. I've got bad feet now. I'm struggling to sort of last the pace. But the younger lads, we had three lads go to Melton Mowbray last night in the national triples and qualify for the finals. And the average age of that rink, there's three of them. One would be 30, one would be 25, and the other one would be about 18. So, you know, they're the boys who are at the top of the game, really. And they've got all the chance in the world to reach that standard. They're that good.
Well, congratulations to them getting to the national finals. That's wonderful. So how do you actually go around playing bowls? There must be rules and things that you've got to do.
Yeah, you just need to sort of, I mean, the best thing to do is to come along to the club. We do coaching sessions for newcomers. We can soon get you sort of integrated into the game. All of the rules soon become apparent to you. Basically, you're trying to get as close as you can to the jack. And then the more bowls you have nearer than your opponent is what you score each end. So if I get three nearer than you, I get three shots. And that is, it's as simple as that. Singles is 21 up, which means the first to 21. And then other games like pairs, triples and fours, even four in a team. We play league games in the club. We've got domestic leagues going on all day. Morning leagues, afternoon leagues, evening leagues. And, you know, we've got lots and lots of teams competing for league titles in the club. As I say, we've got 1,080-odd members. I think there's 850 bowling members and around 300 social members who just come and use the facility.
That's a cracking number of members for the club,
isn't it?
It's
very healthy, isn't it?
Very
good. We like
indeed.
To keep it healthy. People do sort of, you know, naturally disappear. People will die, people will give up because of ill health, people will just get fed up and go. So we kind of, the turnover is quite rapid, but as long as people come in on our open days each year, we do pretty well. We do a lot of advertising nowadays. We're on Facebook and everything. We've got our own website, lincolnibc.co.uk. So if you want to find out anything about us, look us up online, and I'm sure, you know, we can accommodate you if you want to come down.
Now, you're quite proud of the fact that you've got a blue carpet playing surface. So why is that so special?
Well, it's kind of a newish thing, really, because when the World Bowls Tour, it's their signature, if you like, is the blue carpet. So all of the top games are played on the blue carpet at Potters. And the blue carpet is the World Bowls Tour signature carpet. And I think one or two, you know, a lot of clubs have kind of copied that. And it's a little bit more modern. And I have to say, since we went from a green carpet to a blue carpet, it's kind of lifted the whole place, really. It's given it a more modern feel. And it lends itself to the cafe and the restaurant and everything else we've got. And it really does feel quite, you know, quite a modern environment to be in, really.
So it sounds like it's all psychological, really.
It is a bit. Yeah,
yeah. It is, probably. Yeah. Is. Well, let's take a break for some music. And you've chosen this next track, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
You've gone for something from the 80s.
Yeah, I like the 80s.
Heaven 17.
Unlikely people meeting in a dream. Heaven only knows the way it should have been. Here today, my tomorrow. Where you lead, I will follow. All that kissing, no passion missing. Come live with me. It's the boys. Something in your smile, it was hard to reconcile. The time had come to testify to reason. Though years will not erase remembrance of those days, at least there's no submission to heart's treason. Here today, my tomorrow. No more shame, only sorrow. Another are sometimes wrong, but the weak are never free. The choice we make we can't evade. Don't try to follow me. Here today, my tomorrow. No more pain, only sorrow.
Live with me, Heaven 17. That was the choice of my guest today, Danny Brown, the general manager of the Lincoln District Indoor Bowls Club. Well, Danny, I set you a challenge, didn't I, while that was on, to teach Sylvia how to play bowls.
Yeah, it's quite a challenge, Graham, that is.
I know. We've got Sylvia in the studio. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Graham. Thank you for this.
You're very welcome. Even Alan Green's coming to watch this. Hi, Alan. Hi. Even he's in the background waiting to watch this. Right, okay. So Sylvia has got this wonderful, fabulous red bowling ball,
yeah,
which is one of your national balls.
So I bowl with red bowls, even though I'm a Leeds fan and hate red normally, but I'd still bowl with red bowls.
Okay, yeah. Because, of course, the other colour is it blue or green? What is it?
Well, normally black.
Normally
they're
black.
They're traditionally black, but you can get all sorts of colours nowadays. Yeah.
Okay, good. So, over to you then. Teach Sylvie, first of all, how to hold that ball.
Okay, so there's grips on the side there, Sylvie. You need your thumb in the grip there like that. You have to make sure the bowl hits the ground on the running surface.
Heavens above.
Right in the middle. And then you've got to judge the little dot on the inside. That's the bias side. And the bowl will curve towards the bias side. So you have to judge the land you take wide of the jack. When you're aiming at the jack, you go to the left or to the right of the jack and let it curl back into the jack.
So am I holding it right?
You are, yes.
So it's ever so heavy.
It is quite heavy, yeah. They're 4.5. You wouldn't ordinarily be holding that. You'd probably have a zero or something.
I was going to say, do women play with
them? They do, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they do with this heavy?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, there's not a lot. There's only it's only ounces difference between the sizes, so they are kind of that heavy.
I'm going to drop to hold my hand up with it.
Well, so we're going to get you bowling it. This must be a first.
Well, it's certainly for me, even if it's not for LCR, yes, definitely.
So we're going to get you bowling this ball. Alan's here to help you. He's your support team. He's going to rub you down with a towel and all sorts to get it ready. So,
oh, wow.
So now, what else does Sylvia need to know about the actual rolling the ball?
You stand on a mat at one end of the green and aim at the jack at the other, and it's just about coming off the mat smoothly. Get your hand down and try and put it down on the carpet as smoothly as you can on the running surface.
Well, there's your mat.
Oh, what, a piece of paper?
Yeah, well, I haven't got a mat, so that's a piece of paper. So that's something for you to leave.
I should have brought a mat.
Don't worry. So now, you've got what's the normal distance you'd be bowling?
You'd probably be bowling over about 30 metres, I would say.
30 metres.
Yeah.
And we've got about 3.
Yeah. So we're on a mini surface.
It's
here,
mini, isn't it? But it is sort of, it's bluish, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's bluish. It's
Why am I doing this, not you?
Ah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, yes.
Yeah, because I'm this side and you're that side.
Well, I think I'd probably be better there and you.
I think you want to just bowl the ball.
Do you think so?
Yeah. And there's another reason, because, of course, you're leaving us after today for a little while, aren't you?
Yeah, just for a short while.
Just for a short time to have a little bit of surgery done. So this is a special.
Which is not going to make it easy for me to do this, actually.
Special treat for you to do it. Right, so you get. If you'd like to go over there, please, Sylvia. And there we go. Alan's there to help you, don't worry. So just tell Sylvia what she needs to do then.
Okay,
need to get back a bit. Get back a bit.
Imagine you're on your mat there. Imagine you're on your mat. And then just one foot in front of the other and release your bowl on the running surface.
You haven't got far to go.
You've got it.
Okay,
here we go.
That's it, absolutely right. Yeah, well done.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
It's gone through the wall.
Not quite. But that wasn't bad, actually.
No, that was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Only narrowly missed.
So you haven't done that before, yeah, that was pretty good.
That was good. And it was curving in. Is Alan going to have a go?
Yeah, go on, Alan.
Oh, Alan's going to have a go.
I thought for a minute it was actually going to touch it, but it just quite didn't
It
quite,
just
did
moved
it?
Away, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I reckon you all ought to have a go when we have
well,
our
Graham
open day.
Well, Graham should have a go.
Well, I'll have a go.
Come
then
on
in
down
a minute.
To the open yeah. day, 13th of September.
Okay, so Alan's going to have a go.
Oh, my goodness me. What have you hit there, Alan? I've only just had them refurbished.
What have you...
It's only a little...
Oh, that was unlucky.
You ain't quite got the grip there, Alan. You need to
you need to work on that grip.
Was my grip better than Alan's?
Your grip, Sylvia, was
well done.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, well done,
no,
both
really?
Of you. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, great stuff. Are there any secret tactics, then, to bowling?
Yeah, get them close to the jack. That's the most.
Is that the thing? Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah, well, the closer you get them, the more success you have, for sure.
Well, of course,
you've got, I would say, the most important thing when you're playing competitive bowls is to get your first bowl close. It takes all the pressure off you.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff. Well, as the adjudicator, I think that the winner of that one was Sylvia.
Definitely.
Sylvia was nearest the jack. Well done, Sylvia.
Well, thank you very much. I'm quite pleased about that.
Alan, you were runner-up. Well done, Alan. That was excellent. Yeah.
So what's the prize, Graham?
The prize is... I'll make you a cup of tea. That'd be lovely. So
well, that'd
good.
Be a first as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Now, Sylvia's got involved. Alan's got involved with bowling. How can my listener become involved
absolutely.
With indoor bowls?
As I say, we've got an open day on Saturday the 13th of September, 11 o'clock till 4 p.m. All of our volunteers and coaches are on hand to offer you advice and give you a free... Come in and have a go. It's all free. You can explore the club and see all the facilities and have a cup of tea in the cafe on us, cup of coffee, whatever you want. And it's all about getting as many people down there as we can. If you sign up on the day, if you fancy, if it's for you, you think it's for you, having had a go, you're welcome to sign up on the day. It's £50 a year to join, and you pay £2.50 an hour to play. So that's the sort of cost you're looking at to play bowls. £50 a year, £2.50 an hour thereafter. And we'll give you some free bowling credit if you sign up on the day. So it's the 13th of September, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're on Hall Drive, which is right outside Booton Park, right outside the park gates. Mm-hmm.
So actually, it's a fairly inexpensive sport to get involved with.
I would
isn't
say it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to kit yourself up. A set of bowls, a coloured set of bowls nowadays, brand new, are about £400. But you can easily get second-hand sets for a third of that money.
Yeah.
So it's not that, you know, once you're set up, that's you. You've got your shoes, you've got your bowls, that's all you need, really.
Yeah.
And we can lend you shoes and bowls when you go down there. You don't need to bring anything with you. Mm-hmm. We'll have it all there for you to lend. And then once you get into it, we'll advise you on a couple of second, you know, some second-hand gear. There's always something available for sale down the club, so.
Yeah, wonderful. So that's on the 13th of September.
It is.
And then what else have you got coming up at the club?
We do a link, what we call the Lincoln Open Singles. That's sponsored, and that will attract one or two of the top players from across the country. That's on the 4th of October. We're doing a couple of under-18 singles as well for the county. They're later in October. And we've always got something going on. There's always something for everybody down at the club. You can be as competitive or as social as you want to be. If you just fancy playing socially, we have friendly matches on at the weekends, most weekends. We even do trips to places like Doncaster and play on their green, you know, and we do sort of everything for everybody, really.
Brilliant. Now, if anybody is interested in coming along and having a go, because you sound such a wonderful, friendly group, what are the contact details?
Contact details, you can give me a call at the club. I'm on 01522 526237. Or I'm on danny@lincolnibc.co.uk. danny@lincolnibc.co.uk. You can look us up online. We are lincolnibc.co.uk. We just had the website done, so that should be a, you know, you'll see a nice, fresh presented website, and
it's
hopefully
a good website.
Advertises the club very well, and you'll see the facilities there for yourselves and read all about it.
Brilliant. Well, Danny, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for being such a good sport.
That's fine. That's
bringing
great.
Your
Thanks
national championship
so
winning bowls
me.
And letting them have a go with them. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
And thank you. And long may you prosper. And are you still competitive? You still competing?
Yeah, I still play. I'm kind of in the seniors now. I'm in the over 60s. So
yeah.
I've gone over the hill a bit. I would say your most competitive years are your 30s, really.
Okay.
You've had enough experience. You know, of the game, and if you've got it in you, you'll do well in your 30s. That's the optimum time.
I've got to say, Danny, that's all of us in the studio, aren't we? It really is.
I'm well past it.
It's so harsh. But there we go. No, it's been absolutely brilliant chatting to you. Thank you very much. And long may the Lincoln and District Indoor Bowling Club prosper.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. There we are. That's Danny Brown, who is the General Manager of the Lincoln and District Indoor Bowling Club. If you want to give him a ring, that number is Lincoln 526237, or you can email Danny at lincolnibc.co.uk. It's time for some new music now here on LCRFM. Oh, I do like this one. It's Sam Fender and Olivia Dean. It's Rain Me In.
Now let go of everything I ever heard, 'cause I couldn't give the love you deserve. By the gun and you shouted, oh my God. It seemed churlish, but it's what I was owed, I suppose.